What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. I finally figured out my website and email business. So make sure you are subscribed for my newsletter at brandonlynette.com. I'm pretty proud of myself. It was a technology-filled day yesterday, which made me snappy and not fun. So we're taking the day off today to make amends for being cranky yesterday. But Jesus, you guys, I don't know about you, but technology is like not English. It's a foreign language. And so it's super extra frustrating for me. And it's not fun. I don't enjoy it at all. It is one of those things of like, you have to do what you have to do. And sometimes you have to do shit you don't like. And not having a great time with that. But I am excited to be able to say my website is back up to date. And my email list is going strong. Make sure you're there because Marketing Mavens is that's in the works right now. I'm opening up this marketing group because I know a lot of you, if you don't already have the side hustle, I know it is something that you are looking for. And I get that. You have to take responsibility for your financials. And in this economy, it's about a side gig. You know, there's only 24 hours in a day. You can't work three full-time jobs, and be able to provide and have a life and breathe. So side gig, I'm all for that. And it looks different for everybody. I did put some feelers out. I'm going to start interviewing people here, and I'm excited about a conversation that's coming in the next few weeks about someone who is very anti-MLM. And it's funny because I'll talk shit. I think, you know, MLM and network marketing have a bad reputation, and I'll call people out on their bullshit all the time, which is why I'm important. I am a key part of what your success is going to look like because I'm going to help you build your brand, okay, and actually learn marketing. If I would have, because I started in the industry in network marketing, it's been like 8 years. 8 years ago. And if I would have known then what I know now, I would have done things very differently. So I am here to help you do that. I think it's very important that, you know, we are making money sharing things that we love, things that we use, but it's important that you are not branding a company. So anyway, really cool conversations. We are going to talk a little bit more about marketing down the road. So if you're new and you're just like, what is she talking about? A side hustle. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you definitely need to get in on my newsletter, because that's where most of my announcements are. Okay. If you are here from TikTok, I appreciate the follow. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast. Make sure you guys have hit subscribe so you don't miss an episode, okay? And then share it with a friend. I don't monetize this. I don't, you know, make guests pay to come on the show, and I don't play lengthy commercials and all of that. It's not monetized. This podcast is free, but there is a price, and that's talk about it, share it, suggest it to someone you know. Yesterday was a fun conversation, and it definitely fueled today's because I think people are lacking some serious self-awareness, okay? And one of the goals in my day, so I'm very intentional about what I do with my days, like starting with, you know, getting my ass up and going to the gym, even though whoever wants to do that, okay? Whoever wants to get up at 5 in the morning and go put in work, okay? That I don't know that I'll ever be like, yes, I want it. I have to go. Like it's a part of me now, and it's a part of, you know, the dynamic of my day. I know if I don't go, my day's fucked. I feel that. But I can't say I am excited. I love the results. I love the empowerment. I love that I'm getting stronger. You know, there's parts I love, but just the process, you know, I'm just like, why can't we just have all the things without doing all the things? Okay. That's the ideal dream life. But no, I'm excited to put in the work. And part of being intentional about that is, you know, being able to be present in what I need to be aware of in myself, you know? So if I start going down this negative slope, like I am definitely with my husband's schedule, like I'm at my limit. I'm at my limit. We need some, I don't see him, and like I'm I'm at my limit. I don't know how else to say that. And it, I feel the pull to go into this downward negative spiral where, you know, I'm feeling hurt. So what do, you guys? We protect ourselves, right? So we protect ourselves and we start pushing people away and we start looking at all the things we hate. We start looking at all the things that we're lacking, and it's a spiral. So I actually have to bring it into my awareness that I'm going to be present and aware of what is going on with me. Okay. Like, I just need to address like what my needs are, not spiral out of control and just talk about everything that my husband is lacking. It's communicating to him, because this is a change for him too. He's in a whole different schedule and he's not seeing me as much as I'm not seeing him. Right. And the time, the few minutes we do have, there's always babies. Okay. There's always babies. In an ideal life, it would have just been him and I. Like, that would have been the smart choice. But no, we love the babies. And, you know, we have the greatest kids. Like, our family is, it's amazing and it's beautiful. But we have grown up, he's my only interaction to the outside world now. Okay. But he can't read my mind. So it's about, you know, just making the time, just being very self-aware of my needs and being able to communicate that to him is important. Okay. You have to see yourself as you truly are. This is how we grow. And when I ask every day, like, you know, it's part of my conversation with God of just like, what do I need to see today? What do I need to learn? It's part of, you know, my intention with microdosing, knowing that, you know, the mushrooms are going to be a mirror to what I need to see in my life. So this is how we can develop and grow. This is how we find that fulfillment in life, is that we look inside of ourselves, that self-awareness. You can't communicate what you need if you haven't even acknowledged that you have a need. And it is so hard for people because it's our nature to just pick and choose and see what's wrong with other people. So it's easy for me to find fault in other people, you know, and talk about exactly what he's, you know, what my husband's doing wrong. This is the stuff that I'm missing, right? This is the spiral I'm in right now. I could easily find all these faults in him. But the real challenge is calling out myself for my faults right now, you know, and that has been, I didn't make things a priority. I wasn't acknowledging the real emotion of things that I'm feeling and just kind of brushing it to the side, really. And that is part of my stoicism. It's part of my not being reactive. But if I'm going to be honest about my self-awareness, I really have to look at my lack of communicating my needs. It's part of that default mode that I haven't really caught myself, but I get into that hyper independence, you know? And so instead of admitting my mistakes, of course, I can try and escape by making excuses, justifying actions, pointing fingers, blaming, or just ignoring everything by distracting myself with everything else. You know, everything else, pouring myself into other things so I have something to feel good about. But I can't live a life of joy and peace if I'm just going to continue to mask my faults. That's it. I can't, you know, look for outside recognition and admiration to mask how I really feel, because it's just me here. It's just me here. And I've learned to train my mind to not be motivated by that external, you know, praise or attention. You know, instead I just have to come back to my core values and the core of who I am. And I know it's hard. It is hard to call yourself out on the bullshit. And this is the same thing, the conversation we had yesterday about the victim mentality. How many of you guys listened to that episode and you thought of someone else? You were like, oh my God, she's always, you know, just whatever. But ideally, there's a part of you that is playing small and staying stuck where you are because you're still acting like a fucking victim. That's why self-awareness is so important, because it's easy for us to find fault in other people. But where are you still a victim at in your life. And don't tell me there's nothing, because there's something. You are not living in your full potential. You're just not. You're playing it safe. You're coasting. You're comfortable. If you were going to call yourself out and really face your demons, you would be like, oh, yes, that's right. This is why I'm staying kind of stuck here, you know, because I was never taught otherwise. That's a victim mentality. No one ever showed me different. Victim mentality. It's just what I've known my whole life. Victim mentality. You have to own your shit. You have to own your shit. And discovering who you are at your core, this helps build the foundation. It helps, you know, determine the self-defeating behaviors so you can move towards behaviors and habits that are going to help you. You got to call yourself out on your motives. It's not easy, but it's essential. It's an essential part of being self-aware. And it's, you know, I feel like humans are manipulative. We are. Because we say things for a specific reason. And that's why, you know, there's a self-serving reason in everything that we're saying. So when you say something to someone, you've got to question yourself why you said it. Ask yourself before you say it. Are you saying things because, you know, you want to feel superior? Are you saying things because, you know, you need that affirmation? You need someone to pat you on the back? Are you saying it because you're trying to push someone away? Like, question the shit that you're saying. Instead of just blurting out that reactive response or, you know, jumping from the gun, letting your emotions drive the ship, right? Like, it's about really just taking yourself out of a situation and becoming aware of what is the end game. There's a lot of vicious cycles in that can be broken that we could pinpoint on, but I'm just challenging you to think of one situation where you know that you need to be more self-aware and you need to call yourself out on your own bullshit. And even in my struggle, like, I know the truth. My husband has to call himself out on some bullshit too, because I'm not in this alone, right? And it's not all just Brandon figuring everything out. So even in this moment, there's stuff that he has to figure out, but that's not my job, right? Like, it's not my burden. I can't worry about what he's going to do. I could do my part. And that's, you know, that's all we want to do. I want you to know at the end of the day, you gave your all, you did your best, you communicated clearly and effectively, and you move on from there. It's like talking about those situations. You're choosing what you're not changing. If you're not happy in a situation, and I'm not happy in this current situation, I'm not having a great time. I, you know, something has to change. And if it doesn't change, then I have to acknowledge that I'm choosing this. And I have to bring that into my awareness that I either make the best of the situation because it's what I'm choosing, or I change it. And it's that self-aware of, you know, tuning into what our needs are. And when you know your motivations, you can get to the bottom of your intentions. Because the truth is, objectives set off a chain of events, negative or positive, depending on what your aim is. So if I come from a self-serving perspective, I'm not going to get very far. Especially, you know, in a relationship, okay, if I was facing something in my life right now that was just me, like me and the technology, right? That's a situation that is a struggle, and I've had to be very self-aware of spiraling out of control, because the truth is, I quit. I walk away from that shit. Every time I get in it, I walk away because I don't like it. I hate it. It's not fun. I did find a system that makes it a lot easier, but it's still not, it's just not, I don't like it. I walk away from that. So sorry guys. I'm getting text messages from my kids. What are they doing up this early? Jesus. They're very excited. My Speaking of time together, my husband and I have a concert on Saturday that we're going to. So I'm super excited because that's like the first time that we're getting some adult time in a very long time. Okay. A very long time. The kids are going to a movie. So she's just verifying we've got tickets and everything and they're locked in. So the distraction, it was the squirrel moment for me, and I don't even know what I was talking about, but I know I'm saying like your intentions matter, okay? Intentions matter. Whether you're facing a situation solo, you know, what is the intention? Why are you doing this? Being aware of the toxic habits, I self-sabotage, right? That's that self-awareness. I self-sabotage, I find something and it challenges me and I'm not having fun with it, so I give up. And while I think life should be enjoyed and you should do the things you love, there's always going to be a path where you have to do some things that you don't enjoy to get to that place of joy, right? That's it. The only way I have, the only path I could take is to go through it. So there's that. But we also have to set the intention, when it's not just you know, in a relationship. Set that intention. And when you're in a partnership, you guys are working together. It's about everything you face. You're on the same side. So there's no point in being defensive. There's no point in being aggressive. There's no point in being, you know, run by emotions. It's just a matter of, you know, the truth is we're on the same side. So how do we get, you know, from point A to point B? Recognizing those patterns. And that's, you know, calling myself out on my own patterns because we continue to act the same way and we don't even realize it. But I can recognize the patterns I have. And, you know, I appreciate that I have broken a lot of toxic patterns that I've had in my relationship for sure. Starting with the one where I am self-aware and I'm not blaming. I'm not looking at everything he's doing wrong. I'm looking at everything that I need to be doing to make the best of something. And we never know how life goes. Like we just don't know. Like, I don't know. I feel like, you know, especially when it comes to other people, it's a shaky ground. And because I have been through divorce, I do still have that in the back of my head of like, it could happen. It could happen, you guys. I don't know. It could happen. And so I never count that out, but it's never on the table. And it used to be. We used to bring it up a lot. And we got to the point where we don't talk about that anymore because we didn't want it to be an option. But what is the truth? We grow and we change as people. And there could be a point where, you know, I communicate my needs and he's just like, no, you know, I prepare myself for that, you know, staying self-aware and staying, you know, in alignment with who I am and what I know I can and can't choose to live with or live without, right? So if I know I'm very careful about, you know, giving my all for sure, because I never, you know, want my kids to look back and think I just gave up on everything, because that's not how I operate in a relationship. I give everything. I communicate clearly and I do my best because I am motivated to make it work. However, I cannot control other people. I can't control other people. You can control other people. So you need to be full and whole and very aware of who you are and what your needs are and the direction you want to go, so that you can stay committed to that no matter what happens. So I'm not going to spiral out of control if we finally get some time and I can communicate you know, what it is that I need, and my needs aren't going to be met, he could leave and I'm going to feel really great because I was very self-aware. I gave 110%. And that's what I do. Are you operating in your life with a level of regret? It's the same for who I am as a parent. You know, yesterday was a crappy day. I'm not proud of that. I was snappy and short and distracted and disengaged. I don't think I made eye contact with my kid one time when she was talking to me. I don't like that. I want to give my all because, you know, not to say my kids are going to break up with me, but, you know, they're going to grow up and move out on their own. And this is going to be things that, you know, affect them. Was mom engaged? Did she, you know, was she present? I wasn't. I feel shitty about that. So we're going to fix that today. And I know now it's in my awareness of like, I need to set aside time and set the boundary of, you know, if I don't get it done in this window, it's okay to walk away and try again tomorrow. Because I, you know, I'm not happy with days like that. And it doesn't feel good. Recognize the patterns that you're in with every situation that you're going through. And when you start to become self-aware, you see a lot of truth in a lot of other people, and you can see why they're acting the way they're acting, you know, in ways that they're protecting themselves, they're prideful, you know, you just make excuses for other people. And I don't want you to operate from that pattern either. We don't make excuses for people. Your boundaries matter. Your needs matter. What you deserve and desire, that matters. We don't dim the light on that because other people are in a shitty pattern. That's not fair. So when you start to see the internal templates, okay, of how you behave, how you react, you start feeding the core of who you are, building up your, you know, self-esteem, your resilience, you know, working on your emotional maturity, learning to be present, you can start to see what doesn't serve you anymore. And that's where we take the steps to change the things that don't serve you. Self-awareness is the foundation of fulfillment. And every situation, you know, every day for me, I'm uncovering new behaviors, patterns. I'm really, it's amazing. That's what self-awareness is. Every day is like a fun gift because I don't know. I'm just like, all right, God, what do I need to work on? What do I need to learn? How can I process the situation in love? That's my biggest question for him lately is, you know, everything. How do I process this through love? Because that's what we should be operating from, just a source of love. And I think once you really open up to that relationship with Christ, and once you allow God to do his thing and you kind of surrender into that, love is all there is. And so my default is operating from a place of love. Like, how can I love someone through this process? How can I love myself through this process? That's it. So every day, I'm like, all right, what's up? What am I going to learn today? What's the lesson in front of me? What's being presented? How can I grow? How can I be a better parent? I love, you know, the awareness yesterday that I got from all the things, you know, and it was one day. That's not an everyday thing for my kids with me. So I'm sure it bothers me a hell of a lot more than it bothers them. They probably wouldn't even know what I was talking about if I brought it up. But you know your truth because that is part of being self-aware. So let's work on not pointing the fingers. Let's work on turning it back to us and getting to the bottom of it, getting to the core truth. And sometimes it's scary because once you break everything down and you strip away all the bullshit, all you have is you in that moment. And whatever situation you're in, you have to ask yourself, is this in alignment with me? Is this what was intended for me? And then you make the choice. You choose or you change. You choose or you change. Or you choose to change. All of those things. Don't dim your light, babe. You are worthy of all the amazing things, all of the greatness, you know, the most spectacular, loving, fulfilled, peaceful days, the greatest relationships, all of that. So keep striving for that. Okay. And even if things have to change to get there, go through love, go through it with love. That's it. It is scary. Change is scary, but so is being exactly where you are right now, a year from now. Not fun. All right, babe. Have a great day.